We'll continue this morning with Srila Prabhupada's purport or comments on Maha Mantra, the great chant. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is directly enacted from spiritual platform, surpassing all lower stages of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. surpassing all lower stages of consciousness. That is material consciousness, lower consciousness. Hare Krishna is, we kind of touched upon this yesterday also, that it is, well, it's Krishna. Hare Krishna is Krishna. So, Krishna is inaccessible through the senses. You cannot comprehend or you cannot, well, even touch with your touch sensation. You cannot touch Krishna. With your present eyes, you cannot see Krishna. Dadami te chakshu. Now I will give you another set of eyesight or eyes. Divya. So with the material, or you cannot smell Krishna with your the present sense of the nostrils, sense of smell. Krishna's body is fragrant. You knew that? Krishna's body is fragrant. But we don't. He's next to us. Jatila Kutila, they used to fight. You say Krishna wasn't here? They used to argue like that with Radharani. You say you were the only one here and Krishna wasn't around? If that is the case, then where is this fragrance coming from? Krishna would leave the fragrance behind. He would spend just some time in some place and whole place becomes aromatic, fragrant. Krishna's body form is fragrant. But with our blunt material senses, we do not perceive Krishna. Ataha Sri Krishna Naam Adi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriyaihi. By indriyas, what kind of indriyas? Grahyam Indriyaihi. The blunt, contaminated material senses, Krishna cannot be perceived. What about Krishna cannot be perceived? Naam and etc. Sri Krishna Naam Adi. Adi, what that Adi includes? Naam. This one first word is mentioned, Naam, and then Adi means etc. So in that category, whatever belongs to that category is included. Or that's the meaning of this Adi. Whenever there's Adi, Ityadi. That's the style of the language. The presentation, you just said, dharmadi, then what do you understand? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, in that category. So one or two items are mentioned, and then said, adi, etc. is also in English. So all those belonging to that category. So naam, roop, gun, lila, dham also cannot be perceived, cannot be understood with the blunt material senses. Then what to do? Is he perceivable by any other means? So what, what to do? So the clue is, Sevan mukhe hiji vadau, swayameva spurthiyada. As we also pointed out yesterday, our Krishna has also said that yoginaha karma kurvanti, yogis remain busy using their kayena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyairabhi. So we use what we have, we use that in service of the Lord. And to the degree that those senses are spiritualized, purified, we begin to perceive, realize Krishna. Or in this case, as we are working on the name, the holy name is realized to the degree that we are purified. Our senses are purified. And then we work on more to further purify those senses. Otherwise, just the purely mundane senses with a lower consciousness, surpassing all lower stages of consciousness. So only when we surpass the lower consciousness. So there's a level, the lower and the high and higher and the highest. There's a degree of the consciousness, or level of consciousness. So from one level we go to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, like that. Hari, Hari, Hari. So point is, with your senses, contaminated senses, with your mind, conditioned mind, mind is reservoir of all the material pleasure, we could say. Or the senses, the mind is also reservoir of all the ideas for enjoyment. All the seeds, we commit some wrongdoing, someone commits sinful activity. Jai Radha Pandrinath ki jai. They're looking very beautiful today. Maybe yesterday's chanting is helping us to see better. So mental and then intellectual. So when we surpass these lower stages of sensual, mental, intellectual consciousness, then there is access. So Krishna is beyond this existence. Well, yes, beyond is also. Yeah, beyond material existence. That doesn't mean always beyond the universe. He's very much here as Garbhadakshay Vishnu. He is very much here as Kshurodakshay Vishnu. He is very much here within the heart, sarvashacha aham radisannivishtaha. And is everywhere, still beyond material existence. He is otam, he is protam. He says, otam, protam, describe. Like in a cloth, there are threads going this way and that way. So, cloth, the threads are everywhere. So Lord is everywhere. Kan kan me Bhagavan. This is a fact. This is a fact. Kan kan me Bhagavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare, Hare Hare. So he remains beyond, whether he is Goloka eva nivasati, that is certainly beyond. And even if he is around, he is still beyond. Beyond the matter, beyond the material existence, beyond our material senses, beyond our material mind, and beyond our material intellectual ability. So that's the point here. So we start somewhere, adoshraddha, and some purification, some blessings. Brahmanda pramite kona bhagyavan ji, Guru Krishna prasade pai. Bhakti lata, bij, we get that bhakti lata, bij, and we begin. Otherwise there is already so many bijas are there. Big stock of seeds is there. It's there. And that's all contamination. Swabhakta bhajana jnana dhanena shodhaya. Oh, dear Lord, the prayer. Please make such arrangement that with the help of your devotees or devotees, let them give me some dan, charities of bhajana jnana. How to worship you? How to serve you? Let them teach me, give charity in charities, such knowledge. And mochaya, please purify me. Shodhaya, purify me. So jnana agni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. So jnana agni, agni of jnana. Jnana, the knowledge, acts like a fire and it burns. Sarva karmani, jnana agni, sarva karmani, bhasmasa. Karmani, we do karma, and what is left behind is vasana, develops desire, vasana. And in due course, and that is in the form of a seed, a sutra or a seed. And in due course of time, that fructifies. And then, the holy name is beyond. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochaneina santaha sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Then yam shama sundara machintya guna swarupam. Yeah, finished? I was looking for something. I didn't find it there. There's a verse. You cannot. Why Vedas? Is beyond Vedas? Cannot. Vedeshu durlabha. Yes, Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham atmabhakta. Even durlabh by the Vedas, then the importance of atmabhakta. Those who are Krishna bhakta, they are atma, they are Krishna's bhaktas. So, by their mercy, we get seed of devotion, bhakti. Brahmanda Brahmite on Bhag Guru Krishna Prasade. So Krishna sends in our direction a devotee, and that meeting is most rare. We're wandering and wandering and wandering, and then we meet. Our Lord arranges. It's not accident, it's arrangement. We must understand this is kindness of Krishna. Krishna is very kind to us when we are meeting with Krishna's devotee, Krishna's pure devotee, Krishna's representative. Then he does that bhajana jnana dan, and then shodhaya, shuddhikaran, purification. He puts all the seeds, stock of seeds, on fire, and then they are not going to be bothering us. Otherwise, all the stock, what is going to happen? One by one, by one, by one, by one, they're going to be fructifying. Some in this life, some today, some tomorrow, next week, next month, during old age, and the stock is never finished. And that's why you have to take birth again. Give them opportunity, more seasons for fructification. This goes on and on and on and on because the stock is there. The seeds are there. They give you boost. They push you. So the wise man, what does he do? He puts all these seeds on fire. Shodhaya, mochaya happened. He's liberated. He's purified, he's liberated. There's no more stock. Sava. So directly enacted from the spiritual platform. So the technical knowledge or all the whatever knowledge that is acquired these days, the schools and colleges and universities, that will not be of much use here. A different platform. So we say causeless mercy of the Lord. We come in contact with the devotees and things get started. The initiation begins. New initiative. And initiation maybe is completed when there is swaha, but it begins much earlier as we meet the devotees. They say, chant Hare Krishna, or give us the book, or give us some prasad, or something. Some Vartma Pradarshak Guru. There is no need to understand the language of the mantra, nor is there any need of mental speculation, nor any intellectual adjustment for chanting this Maha Mantra. It springs automatically. Srila Prabhupada is using this springing a few times, yes. It springs, it is directly enacted from spiritual platform, like that. It is original energy of living entity, the consciousness. It springs automatically from spiritual platform. Automatically. One thing could be said there, you have nothing to do really. Automatic means you are not the doer there. It's not you. It's spiritual you, but not your sensual, mental, intellectual abilities or capabilities are going to be playing a role there. It's another springs from another platform. So you are not the doer of a pure chanting or chanting with some material chanting, you may be the doer. But pure chanting, then it is beyond you, beyond body, beyond senses, beyond intellect. And that Srila Prabhupada continues, and as such, anyone can take part in this transcendental sound vibration without any previous qualification. So we, like our Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, what was his qualification? Material qualification? None. He did not even go to any school. And then, on the contrary, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was highly qualified. So, both extremes are there. But the understanding is qualification or no qualification. So, beyond this realm, is beyond this existence. And dance in ecstasy. So, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was, although not materially qualified, but he was spiritually such an advanced soul that someone like Bhaktisiddhanta, highly qualified person, took his shelter. And if you don't give me initiation, what good is this life? I'm going to throw myself off the bridge or off the bank of the river into the river. He was determined like that. We have seen it practically. Even a child can take part in chanting, or even a dog can take part in it. Whose dog? Sivanand Sen had a dog, and he took part in that yatra on the way to Jagannath Puri. And he was also a member, and then they had to pay tax. And the tax collector said, "Hey, dog! No, no, we'll pay his tax also. We're paying for everyone, so..." Okay, then he was cleared. The dog had association, and But then dog disappeared. Everyone was looking for dog. They couldn't find. And when they arrived in Jagannath Puri, they saw the dog with the Lord. Lord was feeding him prasad. And then dog disappeared. Yeah, and they couldn't find him anymore. They concluded dog went back to home. So there, and dog could take part. On our Padyatra also we had a dog 1 year. Prajamandal Parikrama, in fact. In the middle of the Parikrama he joined. And he was walking with us every day during Brajamandal Parikrama. And then beyond Brajamandal, we were going towards Badrika Ashram, and he started going with us. And as soon as Kaushal blowing, he used to be first one to come to our Padyatra Didi cart. And devotees, they used to feed him. And he became known as Bhakta, Bhakta Das. Devotees named him Bhakta Das. And he would walk all the way. Going through some villages, then the local dogs would begin barking at him. We had a Padyatra elephant, then he would walk next to the elephant. When other dogs were barking, then he would walk next to the elephant. He knew to take shelter of the elephant is powerful. So he walked. Then he had an injury one time. The dog got injured. And so out of kindness, devotees were keeping dog on the Padyatra trolley. We had a few trolleys carrying dioramas and other. But the dog never took a free ride, or dog would jump off and begin walking. Several times devotees put him on that trolley so that he could not suffer. But he would jump off. But then devotees sometimes, they would find excuse. I want to travel. I cannot walk. This happened, that happened. Or could I ride on the Padyatra trolley? But this dog, he would not. So he walked with us many, many months. Then he got sick, and by that time we had reached banks of Ganga. He left the body. Devotees wrapped the body of this dog in a Harinam chadar and put him into the waters of Ganga. And there was condolence ceremony. Devotees talking glories of the dog. And they missed him very much as he left the party, left the world. Thus, we had experience of this devoted dog. This was some 20 years ago. We still remember. All those who were there, they remember that. So even dog could take part in it. So we have seen a dog could take part. The chanting should be heard, however, from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord, so that the immediate effect can be achieved. So we are not chanting, but others, those who are chanting purely, we hear that chanting and that will purify us. Could be giving us a boost. Chanting should be heard from the lips of pure devotee. Excuse me. As far as possible, chanting from lips of non-devotees should be avoided. Milk touched by the lips of serpent has poisonous effects. So Mayavad Bhashya Sunile Avila Sarvanash. Avoid from them. So you cannot hear the holy name from a demigod worshipper. He cannot tell you the glories of the holy name. He is worshipping devatas. Kankshanta, kankshanta, karmana siddhim. Or you cannot hear that from impersonalists. Because they don't believe. Deep within their heart, or they're convinced that God doesn't have form, God doesn't have name. Why is your Guru Maharaj not coming to the Vitthal Darshan anymore? Someone asked. And the disciple said, There was a time that my Guru Maharaj was realizing that Vitali is one person and my Guru Maharaj is another person. But now, in due course of time, he made a lot of progress. Now he doesn't see any difference between Vital and my Guru Maharaj. There's no difference. So why should Guru Maharaj go to Vital? He has realized he is non-different. So such persons, this is poison. This is poison. Against devotion, against form, leelas, the name of the Lord. And we said yesterday, it says, Harir Namaiva Kevalam. Hari is Sri Krishna, Vasudeva, Hari, Hari. So, doesn't say Harir Nama, says Harir Nama, says Harir Nama. Doesn't say. So that's second offense, to consider the names of demigods like this one, that one, equal to or independent of name of Vishnu, Krishna. That is offense. So those who are, their offense has been solidified. They are fixed into their offensive mentalities. So this has to be avoided, the warning. The word hara is a form of addressing energy of the Lord. Hara. Both Ram and Krishna are forms of directly addressing the Lord. And they mean the highest pleasure. Or Krishna also meant all attractive. Yakarshati sa Krishnaha. So something we try to understand like that. Krishna, his qualities, his personality. It cannot be understood. Earlier statement was beyond intellectual platform. But we hear the soul has intelligence. Soul has intelligence. So with this intelligence, soul's intelligence, or intelligence of the soul, we try to understand Krishna. Our soul is hearing and soul is convinced the glories of Krishna. Or so we try some understanding. Why some? Lot of understanding, but not with the mundane approach. Your intellectual caliber will not help there. It's basically soul getting convinced. So Krishna is attractive. Rama, that is also Krishna. Ya ramati ramayati cha iti ramaha. Ram is that person who ya ramati, ramaha ramati, and ramaha ramayati. He enjoys and he becomes cause of others' enjoyment. Maya saha ramasva, sva angikritya maya saha ramasva. That was one of the comment about Hare Hare at the end. With me, Lord, you enjoy. You enjoy me, and then I also enjoy. When you enjoy me, my enjoyment is included. He ramati, ramayati, both. It goes both ways. He enjoys and he gives enjoyment to others. And that is Ram and that is Krishna. Ram is Krishna here. So highest pleasure, Prabhupada says, mean highest pleasure. Hara is supreme pleasure, potency of the Lord. This potency addressed as Hare helps us in reaching the supreme Lord. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari, Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari, Jai Jai Ram Krishna. So there's also Hari, there's also Hara. We are reading here, Prabhupada says Hara. Lord's energy is Hara and Lord is Hari. Now the address of form, addressed form or Sambodhan form of Hara and Hari is same. Hara, which is Radharani, energy of the Lord, spiritual potency of the Lord. When we want to address Hara, we say Hare. Hara, we say Hare. And Hari, if he is to be addressed, what do we say? Hare also. Like a Muni said, Mone. And so many masculine words like that. Mone, Hare. Any other words? Kave. So all Ikaran, pulling, Shabdas, names, would become Ekarant in address. So Hari is Hare and Hara is also Hare. So which one are we talking about? In Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are referring to Hara. And that is a special, unique aspect of our Krishna consciousness and Jaya Ujjwala Ras. Sarva Rasa Sar. So Krishna consciousness is contributor of the topmost ras. Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Samarpiyatum. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to deliver Unnata Ujjwala Ras, the topmost ras, that is Madhurya Ras. So the original branch coming down, the disciplic succession from Madhvacharya, they are dealing with the Hari. But then with Madhvendra Puri, he got into this Hara. One is dealing with Hari, Madhvacharya, disciplic succession continues to this day. And Madhvendra Puri, he added a dimension with Madhurya Leela and Hara, this Radharani. So there is Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari, but there is only Hari Krishna. But this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is Radharani. So we pointed out yesterday, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Radha Krishna Mantra. So it's not only Krishna Mantra, it is Radha Krishna Mantra. Energy and energetic, Shakti and Shaktiman. We appeal to both, or with the help of Shakti, in fact, we go to Shaktiman. Radha Kripa Vina Krishna Prasadam Na Vidyate. There's some mantra like that. Vina Radha Prasadena. Krishna. Mad prasadam na vidyate. This is Krishna speaking. Krishna himself speaking, in fact. Krishna says, without Radha, mad prasad, I am not accessible. You have to go through Radha. And how do we get to Radha? Then we go through our spiritual master. So that's coming down to the earth. Practically, we go through our spiritual master. And he is connected with Gopi Bharatur, Pada Kamalayo, Dasa Dasanu, Das. So we are there at the feet. Tvad Bhratya Bhratya, Paricharaka Bhratya Bhratya, Bhratyasya Bhratya. Like that. Smara Lokanatha. Please consider me, O Lord. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. So Radharani is your servant. Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agyaya Kariva Seva Charanaravinda. This is mood of Narottam Das Thakur. Says, when I come on the scene where you are already being served, I will take permission from Lalita Vishakha, Adi, other Sakhis, and whatever menial service they award me, reward me with, then I will serve. So coming down all the way to where we are, so we serve our spiritual master, we serve our Acharya. And then that service goes through, keeps going higher and higher and higher, all the way to Radharani, and then she is offering that service to Krishna. So please note this Hari and Hara difference. So lots of Prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is giving Prem. He himself is Radharani, is Radha Krishna. Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. Radha Bhava Dyuti. Radha's Bhav, Radha's Kanti. Complexion. That form I offer my humble obeisances unto. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is he delivering? Haribo. So he is delivering the Krishna Prem. And that is a medicine for those who are affected by lust. The calm. Calm is at one extreme. The other extreme is what? Prem. So lust is counteracted upon by the prem. Ultimately, yesterday we talked hospital and we are indoor patients and the dose and diagnosis. And so it has been diagnosed. What is our rogue? What is our sickness? Kam rogue. Rit rogue. Shukadeva Goswami says rit rogue. Heart disease. So what is that heart disease? That's bhava rogue. Bhava rogue. Kam rogue. The cure is prem. So no one is offering that kind of prem. Maybe a little bit of prem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, magnanimously giving Krishna prem. No one is offering that. You get the point? There's a big point here, but it maybe takes time to get that across. I had some kind of realization that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the one. If the disease is calm, the lust, that is the enemy. Please take note of this. That doesn't mean you have to write it down. Krishna said that to Arjuna. Arjuna did not have pen on paper. He says, please note that this kama isha krodha isha rajoguna samudbhavaha. And mahashano mahapapma vidhyenam hi vairinam. That is the lust, Arjuna, and this is the biggest enemy of the conditioned soul. So to get rid of this enemy, to defeat the enemy, the weapon is the prem. Only when you have prem, then you get rid of this calm. So that prem Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is delivering. And that is also delivered, just to make connection, with the holy name, this is what is being delivered. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is prem. Golokera premadham. Harinam Sankirtan. This Harinam Sankirtan is premadham. It is wealth, it is everything. It's all in all. One in all. Or all in one. All in one. So Mahamantra is that prem. That is why, you know, within few months, 6 months, Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he started preaching that matchless gift place. And after a few months of those preachings, Prabhupada asked, explained his mission and he wanted some American boys and girls to assist him in his mission. And then for the first time he said, you know, there are four regulatory principles you will have to follow. He had not, well, specified or more focused before on those four regulatory principles. Generally mentioned, but he was now saying, this, those who follow this and chant Hare Krishna, they could join me. Anyone here ready to join me? And all those who were present, they raised their hearts. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxicant, this, that. So how was that possible? This is power of the holy name. As they're chanting the holy name, They were able to renounce, take vows within such a short period. This hasn't happened. So many others go to the West. They don't. That's why that other fellow, he says, Swamiji, Swamiji, you know, two things. Don't ask these Westerners, Americans to do two things. What are those two things? Is vegetarianism. Don't ever talk about this vegetarianism. And this outfit that you are wearing, not here. You should look like me. So this gentleman, I think it was from Ramakrishna Mission or something. He already had renounced his dhoti and this and that, and he had a three-piece suit and hat and stick in his hand. You should look like me and don't talk about vegetarianism. So no one even dared to speak of these four regulative principles. Anadi insisted, so much compromise. Do as you feel. See what you could manage. Now Srila Prabhupada did not compromise. And within a short time they were ready to resist all the temptations. How was that possible? The holy name, I would say. Holy name made the difference. It's not possible to follow four regulative principles if you do not chant Hare Krishna. You stop chanting Hare Krishna, you'll break all the principles. You'll not have no strength, no spiritual strength, no love for the Lord. So that love is immediately transferred onto or into the soul, or it's only revival we are read about. Revival, not that soul doesn't have a love for the Lord, and this, there's no imposition. Soul has all this, including soul has love. As he comes in contact with the holy name, so the holy name is the first one to reach out the soul. Helping hand is given. Like sun rays go into the dirty places. Sun's rays, where people are passing, whatever. So it's purified. Without getting contaminated. Sun rays, they don't become contaminated. So holy name is like that. The rays of the holy name. Rays of the holy name. That doesn't mean that the holy name is not impersonal. Holy name is Lord Himself. The material energy known as Maya is also one of the multipotencies of the Lord. Living entities are described as an energy that is superior to the matter. When superior energy is in contact with inferior energy, it becomes an incompatible situation. But when the marginal potency is in contact with the supreme spiritual potency, Hara, it becomes the happy, normal condition of living entity. Arivo. It's good news. Good morning news. There's a program in, I think, Australia, they call Good Morning News. That's one of the programs, Good Morning News. So news is, the good news is that when material potency is in contact with the supreme spiritual potency, Hara, it becomes happy, a normal condition of living entity. So soul feels happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. soul finds happiness. Chanting these names, soul finds happiness. Soul feels at home. Feels at where? Feels at home. Being with Krishna, this is feeling at home. So as he addresses, when he addresses the Lord, how far away is the Lord? Not very far. He's right there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes we are in need of help, and we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We want to make sure we are with the Lord, or Lord is with me. And if we are not near the temple, the deity is not in the front, I don't know where I am. Is Lord around here? I'm going to contact him. Then what do we do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We want to feel near Krishna. And feel that he is here. He is responding to my call, and he has come to my rescue. It may not be possible to run to Vrindavan in every situation. We may not be near the temple, deity is not around, what to do? We just, a lot of people call out, my God. What do they say? My God. Now I need you. My God. I need you. Are you here? So when his name is called, Lord is friend indeed, and he has already declared Suridam Sarvabhutanam is the best friend of all the living entities, and he's sitting right there, and his name is called out. He responds to the call because he wants to see how sincere is the call. Right? When someone calls, you always see how sincere is the call. Otherwise, you keep the call on hold, or you say, tell him I'm not here. Tell him, call, another time. Or send email. You don't have to speak. Just send email. Write to me. When I see you next time. Please. So we decide whether to attend to the call or not to attend, depending upon, is it urgent? Is it important? Is it sincere? Then we decide whether to get on the phone. So do you think Lord does not make that kind of discrimination, or that's not a consideration for him? He's not going to attend every call. He's going to be attending some calls. He's going to keep on hold. Some urgent calls on priority basis, he's going to immediately grab the handphone or handset and attend to the call. So Draupadi's call also, he was not responding. In the beginning he did not respond. Why was that? It was not so much urgent. She was thinking, I could help myself also. She was kind of in fighting with the Dushasan, holding her sari with both hands. That wasn't working then. With one hand holding sari and calling with the other hand, or did Lord attend that call? No. She thinks she could help herself. I'm not really needed. I'm just redundant, just extra person. But when both hands and keeps calling out, Govinda, 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 hey Krishna, Govinda. Then did Krishna have a choice? Maybe he was taking his butter, middle of eating butter or middle of rasa dance. Doesn't matter, he would give up, leave all that and run rush. So that is mentioned here also. The next one Srila Prabhupada makes. The three words, namely Hare, Krishna and Ram, are transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. And the chanting is the spiritual call for the Lord and His internal energy, Hara, for giving protection to the conditioned souls. Chanting is exactly like genuine crying by the child for the mother or his mother. Mother Hara helps in achieving the grace of Supreme Father Hari or Krishna, and the Lord reveals Himself to such sincere devotees. A call, sincere call. So chanting, Srila Prabhupada compares that with the mood of chanter is like what? That of a baby. What kind of baby? Crying baby. Not playing baby. But crying baby. When baby is playing, mother is busy with her affairs. He's playing. She is happy, he's playing. He is busy, she is busy. But when child cries, then mother has to stop whatever she is doing and run to the child. So crying like a baby. And chanting like what? Crying baby. So we just got up, we had a nice sleep, we had a good night, and we have woken up, nice fresh cool air, and we are sitting down, good health, maybe we have some bank balance, maybe not, brahmachari is no bank balance. Is that a reason for cry, no bank balance? So why should we be crying? How are you, sir? How are you? Fine. People respond like that. How are you, sir? Response, standard response is, fine. I'm fine. He's lying in the intense care unit, ICU. Even then, how are you? Fine. So, why should one cry? So good health, good climate, you know, everything is fine. We're young people. Why cry? Any reason why should people cry? Any clues? Any reason to cry? I've been separated from Krishna. We lost our prem dhan, lost the wealth, we have gone bankrupt. So, crying. Baby's not sad, never satisfied with the playing. Baby is going to be satisfied only when gets the mother. We've fallen this material existence. And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say about that? Ai nanda tanuja king karam patidam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankajasthita nalisha drasham vichintaya. Yeah, so that's I am your servant. When there's a realization, what is realization? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sharing this realization. We don't even know what the realization is. He's realizing and he's sharing. And he's all in all. He knows. So he says, Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram. I'm your servant. This is a fact. I'm your servant. But the other fact is, Vishame bhavam budho. I'm fallen in this material existence. And what kind of material existence? Visham. Vishame. Very horrible, terrible, obnoxious. So many adjectives could be used. So we may not realize that all the time. So we end up saying, yes, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. But that's not true. So we have to never lose the focus of our this Vishami Bhavam Budho. When was that Yaksha? Asked Yudhishthir Maharaj those famous questions in Mahabharata. One of them, the real famous one. Kim ashcharyam? Kim ashcharyam? What is the most wonderful thing? And the reply was, Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam. Sthavaram. Sheshaha. Sthavaram ichchanti. So that And there's another, many, many questions were raised, a series of questions. Another question was, ka varta, what is the news? What is the news? And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, news? He also said something like birth, death, old age, disease is a news. And what is the news? He says, this universe is like a big pot. And the sun is kind of, it's a cooking pot. And it's a jwala, the flame of the sun, or many things could be said, the adidaivik, adhyatmik, adibhautik, the miseries. So there's a pot, cooking pot, there's a stove, the flame is there. Bhava davagni, nirvapanam, davagni. There's a fire of the material existence. As soon as we get up, in fact we are reminded, every day we remind ourselves. First thing that comes out of the mouth of Hare Krishna devotee is what? Samsara dava nanalida loka nayakarunya ghana ghanatvam. So this world is samsara dava now. So this is what Yudhishthira Maharaj was explaining. You ask me what is the news? News is, this is samsara dava now. This universe, Brahman. Brahman is like a patra, pot, and the fire, different kinds of tapatroy, tap means temperature also. And who is getting cooked? Living entities are getting cooked. Like you chop up the vegetables, this, that, and you put them in the pot for cooking. But he says, living entities are themselves getting cooked in this pot. So you could imagine, whole universe is a pot. The flames are there, and living entities are getting cooked and cooked, deep fried. Deep frying could be done, many things you could do. So this is a reason for cry also, suffering. So this focus one should not lose of his situation. The conditioned soul is with the defense mechanism, is a birth, death, old age. Another set. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So that's four items. So this with the defense is always trying to improve the situation. Fight. I'm suffering? Well, fine, I have this scheme, that strategy, that program, that this. I'm going to be out of this, and I'm going to be enjoying. And one goes through this, suffering, enjoyment, suffering, two kinds of seasons. So, the suffering is continuous. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explains, there's always suffering. But when suffering level goes down to the level which you could tolerate, still suffering, but you are able to tolerate that suffering, then you give another name to that experience and you call that happiness. Srila Prabhupada says happiness is also suffering, but it is amount of suffering is relatively less, and you brand that situation as happiness. It's all, and of course for the soul, suffering is suffering, happiness is also. Mundane happiness is also suffering for the living entity, because living entity is pure spirit soul. So only spirit could be fed to the spirit. The spirit soul will digest only something that is spiritual. So it's separated and is not getting those. Where is the time? Oh, okay. So there's a reason to cry. This is a knowledgeable person would think, I am in situation, I could simply cry. No one understands me, my needs. And I don't get what I need. I'm a spirit soul. And everyone is just trying to feed me this, feed me that. Show me this, show me that. This touch, that touch. All this. mundane experiences. I am bombarded with shabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandh, all mundane shabdas and sparshas and rupas. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, ras and gandha. That's not me. It's not for me. I'm spirit soul. If the sparsha is material, it's not for me. I'm not going to be happy. Same thing with rupa. The whole world is filled with so many forms. It's not going to give me happiness. So he has come to conclusion like that. He's analyzing and understanding. Haribol, Haribol. And with the realization, he cries out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It's a cry. With this realization, with this understanding, with others will attempt to convince me, no, it's not like that. Don't be pessimistic. Pessimism and optimism. Don't be pessimistic. Don't be negative in your thinking. Be positive, be positive. So there will be some brainwashing. So devotee, soul cries out for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where are you? Where are you? Those moods are explained in the Sikshastak also. The bhav.
Bhav. Hello.
Hari.
Then they keep, Haribo, Haribo.
Hello. And they keep calling. And they keep calling and calling and calling. Haribo, hello. Hare Krishna. It is said that, I'll finish this now. That, Hari, Hari, hello. 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 And I was working. Or now. Hello. Hari. Just want to say a few more sentences and stuff. Hello. That if you are in the dham and you make a call, then that call would be very loud and clear. It's a local call, so it will also not cost much. It's a local call. International, overseas and all that. You have to call so many times before you get through. But when you come, when you come to the temple, you are with the devotees, you come to the holy dham, then you make a call. Local calls are usually, they go through faster and you don't have to say, hello, you don't even have to speak through the phone, you could even, hello, you say so loud, party could hear in their town or their village, hello, they had a struggle, to long distance call, the bill is going up also, while you are calling, getting cut off and a local call goes through easily, not so much endeavor, it's clear call. So call or chant in association of like-minded persons, those are also convinced, similar convictions. So then we, in kirtan we also, same mantra, chanting, we use for chanting, then is it for kirtan, call out, and it's very effective means. So at conclusion is therefore no other means of spiritual realization is as effective in this age as chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, thank you. We'll stop here. We have no time now for question answers. So go take prasad. And so it's 10 o'clock. So next session, 11 or 11:30? 11:30. Okay. And we have decided to try another place, which is south east of here. That is there. This is east, this is south. So you go straight in front from the front door, and then you turn left when you come to the building. In the front, you turn right. It's just a few minutes walk. Maybe some local devotees could direct you. We have a little IMPM Bhavan, we call. There's some facilities there. We have one simple conference room or a hall room. So we'll try that out for the morning, the 11:30 session. And then today also, how many rounds today? 32 round is also the goal for the day. And then we'll break for lunch, 1:30 or before 2. 1:30, 2, we'll stop for lunch. And then I was thinking we could, if we stop at 2, could we start at 4 again? I'll tell you. If we start at 4 to 6, we will do that session. And 7 o'clock is Arati. Maybe we could attend Arati Kirtan today, because Kirtan is one of our. So 6 to 7 could be break. You could go to the banks like yesterday, chanting japa, crying out. Pandurang is that side. Face him, maybe. And then 7 o'clock Arati Kirtan. And today, after Arati, we'll have what we call here in Pandharpur, we call Deepotsav, which is not a new thing, I'm sure you know. Deepotsav will have lots of Deepa, the lamps, and on the altar, maybe some in the temple. And we could do a little singing, Kirtan. After Arati, we could continue some of, you could sit and chant your japa. So some experience of the Deepotsav ceremony. And then you could take dinner and prasad, then rest. I think this morning some devotees went for Kakad Arati, Vittal Rukmini Mangal Arati. And how many of you went today? Raise your hands. Not so many. 10. Okay, so if another branch would like to go tomorrow, how was your experience? Very nice. Only nice? But very nice. So that's only very nice? Not only nice, but very nice. But I'm asking, only very nice? Or someone said ecstatic, this, that. So anyway, so those who wish to go, you have two more nights or two more mornings, tomorrow morning and day after tomorrow morning also. There's not so much space, there are limited spots, gets crowded with other people. So if another batch would like to go tomorrow, we would encourage you to. It's a very special darshan. Very few temples in India have darshan like that. There's no curtain between you and the Lord. They wake up, Lord in front of you, and then they do arati right in front of you, and they, Lord is undressed in front of you, and he's bathed in front of you, and then they dress him in front of you, and another arati, and then finally you go and touch the lotus feet of the deity. And so the deity is very, very personal here. There's no distance. That's the mood here. So and then you come back before or Guru Puja or class. So, so you can decide, those who wish to go. You can take rest early. You have to be there by 4 o'clock. 3:30. The first come, first serve. So those who arrive. Sometimes some people are turned away because there's no space. So those who come late, you may not get that darshan. Okay, so that's a little overview of what we would do today and this evening. And tomorrow morning, some of you go for darshan. Okay? Alright, so see you at 11:30 at IMPM conference. Yeah.